one list or subdivided. Most people find that one list is the best way to go because it serves as a master inventory rather than as a daily prioritizing guideline. The organizing system merely provides placeholders for all of your open loops and options, so your mind can more easily make the necessary intuitive, moment-to-moment strategic decisions. Frankly, it doesn't matter how many different lists of projects you have, so long as you look at the contents of all of them as often as you need to, since for the most part, you'll do that in one fell swoop during your weekly review. Some common ways to subsort projects. There are some situations in which it makes good sense to subsort a projects list. Let's look at these one by one. Personal, professional. Many people feel more comfortable seeing their list divided up between personal and professional projects. If you're among them, be advised that your personal list will need to be reviewed as judiciously as your professional one, and not just saved for weekends. Many actions on personal things will need to be handled on weekdays, exactly like everything else. And often some of the greatest pressures on professionals stem from the personal aspects of their lives that they are letting slip. Delegated projects. If you're a senior manager or executive, you probably have several projects that you are directly responsible for but have handed off to people who report to you. While you could, of course, put them on your waiting for list, it might make better sense to create a projects delegated list to track them. Your task will be simply to review the list regularly enough to ensure that everything on it is moving along appropriately. Specific types of projects. Some professionals have as part of their work several different projects of the same type, which in some instances it may be valuable to group together as a sublist of projects. For example, I maintain a separate category called Projects to Deliver, a chronological listing of all the upcoming seminars, coaching, and consulting assignments I've committed to. These events are projects like the rest, in that I need to keep noting whether things are moving along on and in place for them until they're completed. But I find it helpful to see them all organized on one list in the order in which they're coming up in my calendar, apart from my other projects. If you are a real estate agent, sell consulting services, or develop proposals for a relatively small number of prospective clients in any profession, you will likely find it useful to see all of your outstanding sales relationships in progress in one view. This could be a separate list in your planner called Client Projects in Development. Or, if you already have file folders for each in-progress project, it may suffice to group them all in one file stand on your credenza. Just realize that this approach will work only if it represents a complete set of all those situations that require action, and only if you review them regularly along with the rest of your projects, keeping them current and conscious.